Now, but first, alopecia is a type of hair loss that occurs when your immune system mistakenly attacks the hair follicle. The damage to the follicle isn't usually permanent. Experts aren't sure why the immune system attacks the follicle, but the result is baldness. Alopecia is most common in people younger than 20, but children and adults of any age can be affected, women and men. And to talk more about her journey of being diagnosed and living with alopecia, we're chatting with Kelly Pierce. Kelly, welcome to Late Nights and thanks so much for joining us and agreeing to talk to us about your experience as somebody living with alopecia. To start off with, can you tell us when you were diagnosed?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Sarah Jane, for having me on the show. I was diagnosed with alopecia areata about 2 years ago. And from then, my hair just started falling out, sort of shedding in clumps. From 2 years ago.
So prior to the diagnosis, I mean, presumably your hair had already started to fall out. Did you go to the doctor and say, why is this happening or what is this?
I found out that I had a little patch on the top of my head. And I found that out when I was washing my hair one day in the shower. Mm. And then after that, I went to the doctor. I thought, in the beginning, that it was sort of just a sort of patch that was falling out, but I didn't realize how serious it was. So I went to the doctor, and they had diagnosed me with alopecia. And at that point, I had no idea what alopecia was, how it was caused, if there was a cure for it. So from there, I went and I saw a couple of dermatologists and thought that I could get the help there, but they had just prescribed cortisone creams and injections, and I just wasn't happy to go that route.
Yeah. So, but from the time that you were diagnosed to the time that essentially you'd lost all of your hair, how long was that?
So it happened really quickly. So I was losing my hair within months. Within 8 months of that 2 years, my hair was gone, all of it.
Wow. Yeah. Doctors tell you about the causes of alopecia?
So it's basically, it's caused by a few things. The one thing is stress, extreme stress, poor diets, not exercising enough, not drinking enough water. But the main cause of it is stress. So basically, it's your autoimmune system. It gets a bit confused when you're extremely stressed and you don't know how to release your stress properly. So it attacks your hair follicles within your autoimmune system, and that's when your hair just starts falling out.
And did that ring true for you? I mean, were you feeling particularly stressed at the time?
I was. I had quite a stressful job. So, yeah I didn't know, or I didn't really practice ways in which to release stress. And obviously when my hair was falling out, it was extremely heartbreaking for me, especially for a female.
Yeah.
You know, we wear our hair as crowns. And so when my hair just started falling out in clumps, I stressed more because, you know, that it was falling out. And the more I stressed, it just kept falling out everywhere. It was actually shedding. I had very, very long hair. And I would wake up in the morning and my hair would be all over my pillow or in the shower or in the passageways. Yeah, it was quite hectic.
Do you remember how your friends and family responded when your hair started to fall out?
I do. My parents were quite concerned, but must understand with alopecia, once it takes its course, you can't nip it in the bud. You can't stop it. It actually just goes. It just takes all over. So for me to try and find ways in which to help it, my family as well, researching, going to doctors, it had already taken its course, so there was nothing I could do. But I did have a lot of support from my parents and friends as well.
Once you'd lost all your hair, how did you come to terms with that? Were you somebody that chose to wear wigs? And if so, did you feel embarrassed? Did you feel ashamed? Did you feel less than? Because as you've just said, as women particularly, our hair is, you know, is our crowning glory. And to suddenly not have hair, I can't imagine, you know, through no choice of your own, must be incredibly, incredibly difficult, and also really sort of cut to your identity, I guess.
Yeah, no, it definitely did. I was extremely embarrassed because prior to all my hair falling out, I was still sort of suffering in silence. So I was still trying to cover up the patches. I would wear clips all over in my hair just to, in the morning. I would wake up, take a comb and try and, you know, comb over the patches. And that was stressing me out even more so. And I was extremely embarrassed about it. If I walked out, on a cold, windy day, I would hold my hair down and I would allow my dress to blow up, It was that kind of thing. So I was extremely embarrassed. It took quite a toll on my health, my self-confidence. Eventually, when it got to a stage where there were very small little patches left, I decided to shave before my hair just because I couldn't handle it anymore. And only after that did I feel a sense of acceptance that now I have this alopecia and I need to live with it and I need to, you know, start embracing it. But I have my ups and down days. Since I've come out on social media about it, there's been so many people trying to reach out to me that are suffering with the same hair loss disease. And I think that's helped me in quite a huge way, in that I'm able to, you know, educate other people of how I'm getting through it. Mentally, because that's the hardest part for me, is the mental part about it. It's so easy to just slip into depression, which I did. Sure. And lucky enough, I was able to sort of get out of it. Like I said, I still have my down days.
We are joined on the line by Kelly Pierce, who is talking to us about living with alopecia. And if you have a question, you can give us a call on 021 446 0567, or drop us a WhatsApp 072 567 1567, and of course the SMS line is 31567 if you have a question or a comment for Kelly, or perhaps you yourself would like to share your own experience of living with alopecia, then please do get in touch with us. Kelly, you say that, you know, it was difficult to come to terms with for you, and that is understandable. Did people stare? Do people
stare? I still
stare?
Get the stares, yes, all the time. I've had lots of people come up to me and ask if I have cancer.
That's unbelievable.
I know, but it's okay because it actually gives me that opportunity to educate people about alopecia, because a lot of people don't know about it. You know, they don't know what it's caused by. They don't know where to get the help. They don't know. They don't know a lot of things when it comes to alopecia. And I get the stares all the time. I don't think I'll ever get used to the staring.
Really?
It's quite hectic. I've either got cancer or I've just had chemo treatment.
Sure.
It's quite hectic.
And with alopecia, and you refer to it there as a hair loss disease, do you lose all of your hair? So is it, do you lose your eyebrows, your lashes?
So there are different types of alopecia. Mine is alopecia areata. So it's my hair on my head is gone. I've got half a right eyebrow because that half is gone.
Wow.
And then all the hair on my arms are gone.
Really?
Yes. And okay, I still have a bit of hair on my legs. I always say I wish you could get alopecia from the neck down, because you always pay so much money to go and get waxing.
Exactly.
And all that.
So for some people, you say that some people will, and you say you've got half an eyebrow. So do you make efforts to, obviously you said, do you ever wear a wig, by the way?
I do, actually. Sometimes I do. I'm a female. I love to dress up. So if there is an event that I'm going to, I'd like to put on a wig. I have this very beautiful blonde long wig that I put on from time to time. But other than that, because I have no hair now, I can focus a lot on my face. So even though I have half an eyebrow, I still take my time to pencil in my eyebrows. Sometimes I occasionally go for eyelash extensions. So with alopecia, I've learned to find other areas of my body that, you know, I can focus on, that I find beautiful now, where before I would spend so many hours on my hair, you know, to try and make myself feel beautiful, you know?
Yeah. When it comes to finding a wig, and I'm looking, actually, I can see that I can see you on your Facebook page in your lovely long wig. Is it difficult to find decent wigs?
I don't think so. I'm actually an ambassador for John Reno, and they got in contact with me after I did an article for the August, and they contacted me. And they were so nice. They wanted to hear about my story, and they actually supply wigs for cancer patients or patients that have alopecia. So it's not actually difficult to find wigs. You just need to find the right one that feels comfortable on your head, because there are so many wigs out there that the ones that are not made with lace that feel quite hard on your scalp and can give you a headache.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's hard to find wigs. Actually, it came to me pretty nicely.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of your pictures. I mean, you are, we should just say this, I mean, you are ridiculously beautiful, number one.
Oh,
so that's,
wow.
No, but I mean, you really are. Have you had people sort of saying, gosh, you know what, Kelly, we never really noticed how gorgeous you were? Because, I mean, I'm looking at pictures of you now, and I have to say, you know, you look amazing with hair, without hair. I mean, and you carry off bald very well. It has to be said. I'm not, you know, I'm not sure that I would be able to carry it off quite as well as you. But I mean, and I'm looking at your eyebrows. I can't see that you've got half an eyebrow.
I know a lot of people actually can't figure that one out. I really go in there with the eyebrow powder.
You are good.
Thank you.
I mean, really,
yeah,
that's
perfected it. I've perfected it.
You certainly have perfected it. Do you feel now that you anything could happen to you now and you'd be okay? Has it given you a renewed sense of strength of sense of self at all? Has there been any kind of silver lining?
No, absolutely. There's been a massive silver lining, because before alopecia, I was an extremely busy person. I never ever made time for myself, which I put my work first in everything. And that sort of fizzled out into my relationships and my family time. And I never made time for myself. And that's where the poor eating comes in. That's where the poor exercising. You know, I stopped doing yoga. I stopped doing meditation back then, just because I couldn't find the time.
Mm.
And it's just a bad spiraling effect of everything, you know, all these bad negative things in my life, and that kept building on and on and on, and I was just not able to grasp my life, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, so, and then when I eliminated all those negative things or all those things that stressed me out, and then I started doing yoga again, I became a vegetarian after I found out that I had alopecia. I started doing exercising, and I put myself first in many things now. So there's definitely been a silver lining, and I've had to build my self-confidence from scratch. I really had to dig deep. I still go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think everybody in this world needs to go see a psychiatrist.
I totally agree. I think everyone should be in therapy. Everyone.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, 100% definitely a silver lining. And I can tell you this one story about a 16-year-old boy who got in touch with me on Instagram since I came out. And he said to me, you know, Kelly, thank you so much for, you know, not really caring what other people think. And thank you for standing up for people that have alopecia, because he has alopecia and he was actually having suicidal thoughts. Because it's that bad, you know, the mental side of it is so bad. It's really, really bad.
What does your boyfriend make of your bald head?
Loves it. He actually shaved off all the little patches that I had left.
Really?
So between him and my dad, they shave my head, sort of the little pieces that are gray.
So, I mean, did you ever feel that, or have, or now do you not feel that you had lost some femininity? But I mean, looking at, I mean, you're a hell of a feminine, but did you ever feel that you were losing that because you were losing your hair?
I did. I really did in the beginning, of course. Yeah. I felt like I was losing everything, even though it was just my hair. And even though, you know, I wasn't dying, I didn't have a sickness that, you know, a terminal illness or anything, but it did take a toll on me as a female.
Yeah,
you know, and especially towards my boyfriend, I didn't feel attractive. I you know, we've been through a lot because of this alopecia. But he's been so, so patient and so supportive. And he's still with me today, so.
Good, good for him. Lucky guy. Listen, what is the prognosis for alopecia? Is it will your hair ever grow back, or is that it now? Are there treatments that you can take? I mean, you talked about the cortisone and that not being for you. What is the position from a sort of curative point of view and a treatment point of view?
So there are many ways. There isn't an actual cure for alopecia. So the cortisone creams and injections, it's an option. It's not 100% guaranteed that your hair is going to grow back.
Yeah.
I tried the cortisone creams. My hair didn't grow back. And I was actually too scared to try the injections just because of my hair loss, my entire head, because of all the hair that's now gone, I would have to do between 10 to 20 needles of cortisone into my head weekly, which is extremely painful. Yeah. And taking in so much cortisone into your body can't be a good thing.
No.
I don't believe. So then I went in search of finding something more natural. And I actually did come across a couple of oils that I imported from India. And it actually stopped my hair from falling out. So my hair currently is not falling out anymore.
Yeah.
The little patches that are left.
Mm.
But other than that, you know, it starts with your gut. It starts with your own happiness. You know, and like I explained, ways in which to release your stress.
Yeah.
So once I started, you know, putting all those things in place, my hair actually did start growing back a little bit in the places that had fallen out.
Wow. Wow.
So there is no actual cure, but, you know, align everything in your life. And I promise you, it will grow back eventually. It'll take some time, but it will grow back.
How important is it now? And you are on social media and you talk about having alopecia. How important is that role for you as a role model, as a sort of an ambassador now of wigs? How important is it for you to do that? How important has it been in your coming to terms with what's happening to your body, which is something out of your control? How important is it that you now are able to take back some control?
Yeah, no, it's hugely important to me. I feel like at the moment, if my hair doesn't grow back, I'll actually be okay with it.
Wow.
And I never ever thought I would say that in my life.
Yeah.
But I would actually be okay if my hair never grew back and I could continue to be this, you know, female in this role, helping others and educating others about, you know, the precautions of alopecia, you know, what to do to not get alopecia, because it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, I mean, it is hereditary to a certain extent, but
okay.
Yeah, it is. But just find ways in which to prevent getting alopecia. But I would love to stay in this ambassador role. I'm actually enjoying it. And it took quite a long time to get to where I am now in my life. It's been quite a tough journey, but right now I feel, you know, I'm excited about it. And people look at me and they stop me in the road and they want to know, you know, what's going on. I'm eager to tell them.
Yeah.
Where before, you know, I'd hide. I'd always wear caps or beanies or, yeah.
You are such an inspiration, and I'm so happy that you agreed to speak to us, Kelly. Because I think there'll be people listening in who are like, "That's I just needed to hear that somebody else is in the same position as me, or the same. I can, you know, send this podcast to my daughter or my sister or my whoever, and let them know that they're not alone." So I really would like to thank you again for spending time with us here on Late Nights, and to wish you all the best in the future wherever life
thank
may
you.
Take you. And
if
do you have social media that if people want to get in touch with you or?
Yes, I do. So I'm on Instagram. It's the_1_Pierce. And then on Facebook, it's just Kelly Pierce.
Wonderful. Kelly, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on Late Nights.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing. Thank you.